Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WBRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, showers and possibly a thundershower, a low of 52. The Caledonia woman facing charges of animal neglect has been allowed to go back home and keep the animals still on her property. Susan Schmidtke was originally ordered not to return home and to surrender any animals she still had to the Wisconsin Humane Society as a condition of her bond. This morning, Judge Michael Piontek modified those conditions to allow her to go home. She said some of the animals are not hers and she was keeping them on her farm for other people. Several animals were removed from the property in October when Caledonia police searched the farm after receiving a complaint about the conditions there. Schmidtke is scheduled to return to court November 30th for a preliminary hearing on two felony charges of mistreatment of animals and eight misdemeanor charges related to the conditions in which the animals were found. The Racine County Sheriff's Department has identified both drivers involved in a serious traffic crash at Highways 11 and J in the town of Burlington Monday afternoon. 34-year-old Twin Lakes resident Anthony Bamal had to be extricated from the wreckage of his pickup truck after he failed to stop for a sign and was hit by a grain truck hauling a trailer. He was taken by Flight for Life to Frederick Hospital. The other driver, 29-year-old Delavan resident George Anderson, also received hospital care at Frederick, transported by ambulance. A 23-year-old autistic woman who walked away from her home in Sturtevant this morning was found safe early this afternoon. After Stephanie Tamil was reported missing, police searched an area between Highways 11 and KR and also in the area of the Barnes & Noble in Mount Pleasant. She had been missing about 3 hours when she was found. On a vote of 5-3, the Racine Unified School Board decided in favor of employee handbook changes that members of the Racine Education Association say will wipe out a decade of improved relations, while also hinting changes on the board will come in next April's election. Kim Schrader, president of the Milwaukee Teachers Group, said the same mistakes in MPS are now being made in Racine, only worse.
What do you think if you impose these changes? What do you think the next step is? Do you think people will be quiet? Do you think everything will be fine? How do you think you're going to retain the teachers? You have the suburbs around, easier to teach. And again, if MPS's handbook is looking better than this one, who's going to stay here? History's being written around education in this state, in this country. This board is on the wrong side of it.
The final vote came for the handbook changes after a 10-minute recess because of what board president Melvin Hargrove cited as disruptive behavior by mostly teachers in the audience, three police officers watching inside but more called in for the outside of Racine Unified headquarters. Don't be surprised if there's at least one last-minute attempt to amend the proposed 2016 City of Racine budget at tonight's Common Council meeting. Committee of the Whole discussion last week was to have included all proposed amendments in writing. Alderman Sandy Widener suggested she had a few concerns with capital improvement items, but had nothing documented, so those concerns never got attention. Final passage of the spending plan, with an increase going to pay down debt, will lead to tax bills being generated in about a month. The proposed Racine budget includes sidewalk maintenance shifted to capital borrowing and a move to trash collection carts. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley has announced just two vetoes of the county board's 66 amendments to his 2016 budget. Abley is vetoing the addition of $4 million to the sheriff's budget because, in his words, "I will not raise property taxes by 1.4% to validate the sheriff for his repeated incendiary comments and his out-of-touch view on criminal justice in our society." He's also vetoing a $750,000 amendment related to Estabrook Dam while urging the board to approve its demolition. The League of American Bicyclists has announced its 2015 bicycle-friendly communities, just one Wisconsin community joining the elite around the country. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
The Badger State as a whole ranks 9th for bicycle-friendliness, 16th for having bicycle-friendly communities, 48th for bicycle-friendly businesses, and 5th in the country for bicycle-friendly universities. Neither Racine or Kenosha make the list, despite efforts at creating pathways and street routes. Among the 12 communities that get bronze honors are Appleton, Milwaukee, Sheboygan, Stevens Point, and Onalaska. La Crosse, Shorewood, and Fitchburg get silver honors. Only Madison makes platinum status. There is a diamond level for bicycle friendliness, but no community in the country has reached that status. I'm Tom Cargill, AM 1400 WRJN News.
Parents and guardians of students at Tremper High School in Kenosha were notified recently one of the students there tested positive for whooping cough. The notification mentioned anyone who came in contact with that particular student would receive additional information about being monitored for 3 weeks, which is standard procedure according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.